Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, November 3rd, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Google today released its monthly update for Android, and with that, Google is patching 7 different vulnerabilities, 2 of them critical, 4 of them high, and 1 moderate. The critical and high vulnerabilities, they affect, well, Media Server, libutils, and libstagefright. So these are all vulnerabilities that we have talked in the past about. Also, libmedia and Bluetooth are rounding out the set of high vulnerabilities. The moderate vulnerability affects telephony. If you do have a Nexus device, then you should be able to update over the air. For other devices, you may have to wait for the respective manufacturer to release updates. Zerodium, a startup that made the news by upping the ante on bug bounties, they offered $1 million for a remote code execution flaw in iOS. Well, today they announced that they have a winner for this particular challenge, and they are in the possession now of a remote code execution flaw in iOS 9.1 and the 9.2 beta. So far, an unpatched flaw. At this point, it's not really clear what they're going to do with this particular flaw. They're certainly in the vulnerability business. Similar efforts in the past, like most famously the Cerday initiative, did eventually forward these reports to manufacturers to allow them to fix these flaws. And PageFair, a company that does supply anti-ad blocker technology, was compromised. Essentially, what happened here is PageFair does have JavaScript that publishers can include in their sites in order to detect and stop ad blockers from removing ads. Now, that JavaScript is hosted with a content delivery network, like in so many cases. A spear phishing attack was used to extract the username and password for this content delivery network from a PageFair employee, and then this access was used to swap PageFair's JavaScript for JavaScript that advertised a malicious flash update. In the defense of PageFair, they actually published a real detailed blog with a lot of details about what exactly happened and how many users were affected and the like. They say that this happened over about 83 minutes, according to them, and according to their estimate, and they sort of give a little bit more background about how they arrive at that number. 2.something% of users were affected by the exploit. The problem here, of course, is that PageFair's code does run on a lot of different websites, so there is no telling which websites exactly would display this malicious pop-up. It's probably too early for them to talk much about lessons learned or what they'll do in the future in order to prevent this from happening again. But critical accounts like this, we have seen the same with registrar accounts to manage DNS, should definitely be protected with two-factor authentication to at least prevent simple phishing. And that's apparently all that happened here, is that the attacker sent an email to an employee and that employee then entered the username and password used to access PageFair into the wrong site. The Cyber Threat Alliance, which is an organization where a number of large security companies are collaborating in, came out with a good report with a lot of detail about CryptoVol version 3 and how it sort of evolved, how it infected people over the last year. Now, one of the numbers here that sort of sticks out is that they're claiming that CryptoVol made a total of $325 million last year. They came up with this number by following Bitcoin transactions and trying to figure out how much money was transferred to the wallets that are being used here. Now, CryptoWall does use sort of individualized wallets, but by looking at some of these wallets and then checking where the money went from these wallets, they were able to come up with some Bitcoin wallets that appear to collect the money from multiple victims. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening. By the way, if I missed anything, I always take suggestions for stories. I may not get to all of them, but if you have a cool project or so you want me to mention, just drop me an email. And with that, talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.